we'll give people a couple minutes to come filtering in, and then we'll jump into it.
We were going to start doing fun stuff, but then somebody was like, ah, Tony's not here. We got to wait. So
yeah, don't worry about waiting for me. I'll show up. Well, do we got Robin here somewhere? I hope he shows up. I don't know if you guys are watching the forums like I'm watching while this meeting's going on, but looks like we just got a big announcement on there, which I'm super excited about.
I guess I'm about to go check.
There it is. That's just, you like that that hint? But for everybody that is just joining up, there is chat in the voice chat. We are going to try and start recording these just for posterity because there's a lot of info that's captured here or not captured here. You know, questions and answers towards questions that are coming up that don't necessarily make their way back to any other space. So we just want to make sure everybody understands and knows that as we're going through and we're doing these, that the recording is there just so that we can, you know, kind of capture all of these things that we talk about over these as well as the information that's on the forum. So clarifications that come up, things like that, can all be kind of referenced back later. Rob, I just told people to check the forums. I got super excited.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I have to apologize for not getting that up sooner. We literally, the Minnesota and Wisconsin and I just had the conversation the other day of like, we still haven't actually posted the official, it is happening. So we were like, we're a little behind on that. So we wanted to at least get a thing posted, and we'll have full details listed when we put the registration up in 3 weeks, 4 weeks at the most. So
yeah, super excited about all the upcoming things going on. So appreciate getting that up. For anybody who hasn't had a chance to go check the 5-day in Chicago, right, is now officially going to be a regional. Is that?
Yep. Yeah, it will be a regional. All three chapters have signed on. I don't know if we actually technically have to do paperwork on the owner's board or not, but we'll worry about that later. But all three chapters are on board. Regional event. It is the closest place to fly into is actually going to be Indianapolis. Although O'Hare is still, and Midway are definitely still options, but it's a little bit further drive. So, we're going to have a Civil War era village at our full disposal. It's about 40 buildings. Going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that one. Definitely going to do everything to make sure I'm there in a timely manner. Go visit some friends while I'm in the neighborhood and take those 5 days. It's been a long time since we've had a bigger than 3-day event. So I'm super excited to see it. And I'm super also excited that it's going to be a regional event, which for those that don't know, regional events and national events have a unique property in that the items that come out of them come out as mistouched. So your normal magic items that are restricted can kind of travel between chapters. But in the past, there's been issues with scrolls going from place to place. So sometimes you get to see something like that that comes out that gives you the ability to take those to other places. You know, you still want to check them in with the local chapters, but being able to pick up a unique item that allows you to take things from game to game is a unique aspect of regional and national events that I'm kind of excited for. Even though everything's subject to change, right? 2.1 is on its way. Speaking of 2.1, We are officially in the beta period. There is some votes up recently that are looking at the 2.1 beta period. But I just kind of want to start in with, before we get into that, taking a look at all of the upcoming events for this month and then get into what has recently changed since the last time we all came together. So we got Wisconsin, Las Vegas, both this weekend. Wisconsin, this is their opening event, I believe. Is that correct? Do we have anyone from Wisconsin here?
Well, I'm not officially from Wisconsin, but I do know it is their first event ever. It is not their official like grand opening. It's kind of like a soft open, I think, with limited story, although I don't quote me on that. I'm only somewhat in the know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I absolutely appreciate it. Game day up there in Racine. And that'll be great to get them, you know, feet under them, get a chance to get out, and everybody can see what they have kind of in store, even if it's not a heavy story. A chance to go out there and interact with another team. Definitely want to throw all our support that way. And then Las Vegas, of course, running a full weekend event over there in Hurricane. And then right after, the next week, we got Raleigh and Minnesota, both running 2 days. Does anybody from either of those or Las Vegas want to jump in? I'm trying to see who we got on the call right now. not yet. And then we're going to have, near the end of May, we got Denver, Wisconsin, and Gettysburg, and New Hampshire, and Crossroads, all sharing one big day there. We'll have to check, you know, our bags and everything if you want to hit multiple games or whatnot. But May 20th seems to be a hot date for everybody. And then we're going to close up with Chicago 3 day at the end of the month, 27th to 30th. Looking excited for the end of May there. So that's kind of the roadmap of what's coming up this month. We got a ton of games, a 3 day in there. A couple game days, and then a real big May 20th event. Basically, if you're on any part of the country, you could probably get to a game on May 20th. The next thing that we got is we have a number of updates since the last time we got together. A couple of them are 2.1. Specific. We had a 2.1 change. Originally, Sorcerer was part of a 2.1 system, and then based on the feedback and the changes that happened, the option that 2.1 beta specifically is going with is the Sorcerer, or the secondary school reduction of cost, rather than the full Sorcerer class. Again, this is all for information gathering during the beta period. The 2.1 packet got approved for the beta period under the premise of being able to utilize the 2.1 rules within a standard weekend event. The things that are coming out of the 2.1 events are currently up in discussion right now on how things like treasure policy and stuff is applied. So there's probably going to be an update coming to that soon. But as for immediately, the chapters can choose to utilize the rules for mods, utilize the rules for entire weekends. There is a system in place for them to be able to play with a packet over live weekends or demo games or however they like. Along with the weapon construction change, we also passed a minor shield construction change. If we were changing the foam size on weapons, we figured we should also change the foam size on shields. And part of that included, if your shield is completely made out of foam, putting an additional foam padding around it might be a little bit overkill. But again, these are things that we want to also not necessarily get feedback on the shield change, but if people are still making changes to weapons, you still have to get them safety checked by a safety marshal. If you are moving down to that half inch size and you're making unsafe weapons, then, you know, it's on the local marshal to say that the weapon is breaking down faster, that it needs repair, so on and so forth. It doesn't just give a blanket, every single weapon that's made out of this stuff is approved, but it does give the basis minimum for shield and weapon construction that has been modified to be more player friendly. But if it creates an unsafe environment, marshals are still should be checking them every game to make sure that they are holding up, and then giving feedback back to the owners should it turn out that multiple weapons are failing or something over an extended period of use. The last couple things that have recently just closed and passed is the ability for merchants to exchange tags for coin has been removed during the 2.1 tests. Part of that is just to make sure that during these periods, while we have different things going out at different rates, what we don't want to do is give out a bunch of stuff and then have it immediately turn right back and have no ability to track a lot of those things going out and coming back during those playtest periods. The intent is to see how these new items interact with the game as much as possible. And then at the same time, we don't want to see a treasury get closed out in a test period or exchange into alternate items during a test period where possible. So this kind of looks at that and makes a little bit of a change. So there's a number of things in the chapter owner vote summaries on the Alliance forums that just kind of give the quick summaries of what has happened. There was a request for a date adjustment for the beta packet period. That one did not pass. And so the close of beta, which just to be clear, our alpha stage was our theory crafting stage. Our beta is our what I would consider a soft reality stage. It's basically the ability for people to go out and test and play with it on a full weekend event, but on a lighter level of, it's not that this is going to be the permanent final rules necessarily. This is the period where your chapter owners have a chance to gain feedback from seeing how players interact with it, seeing how, what the logistics lift of it is, seeing how the game interacts with all of the other parts of the game that it touches. So the beta truly is the feasibility test almost before ratification. And then as of August, ARK is going to be proposing a final package towards the owners. And the owners hopefully will have a chance to talk about a good time to get together and kind of really like dig in and make sure that we're all on the same page for ratification. Once we have ratification of the beta, then we're going to go into a period of where 2.1 is approved, but it's not live yet until all the systems are in place to support 2.1. So there's also conversations going on right now about supporting in that period, being able to extend the 2.1 games post ratification. And that's really where we're going to see people getting a chance as players to kind of solidify what they would like to see out of their characters. And we'll have more information for what kind of changes to characters are going to be possible or present around that time. So look at that end of summer. That's kind of where the date is set for end of beta, end of the trial period, as it were. And so that's kind of what we have on the docket for this month coming up. And then those are the things that have changed over the last month that are solidified. Like I said, there is a couple conversations going on about changes to kind of some of the background processes of 2.1 and the 2.1 timeline currently. And they're looking like everybody's kind of on the same page. So I would expect that in the next 2 weeks or so, we're going to have those updates ready for everybody. But a lot of that is how to process 2.1 and 2.0 tags at 2.1 beta events. So I did see that there was some posts on there you know, bringing attention to how the 2.1 testing was going to happen and how that affected chapters that were out there. That is in the works. The owners have been talking about that. There is a proposal up that deals with that specifically. So that is on its way. And then pretty much outside of that, the rest is us focused on getting these games up just beyond the current month, as we saw, you know, 8-9 different games going on across multiple different chapters over the next month here. We also have summer and fall events all lining up there. There was one second here. I believe there was another big announcement that I'm trying to find. But before I get into that, any questions about events coming up or just kind of the votes that I've talked about or the official announcements that have come up that we talk about at this stage? Awesome. Can somebody give me feedback that I'm still on here?
I hear you.
I hear you.
Tony, I think you're muted.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me know. So if there's no questions about the information there, that's kind of our roadmap of what's going on. That's what the systems are working on. I know that on the back end, on our national staff side, we've been working on some other projects that are, a lot of it is 2.1 supporting, making sure that we have the pieces in place to be able to support the release of 2.1. I know Ryan with the tech team has been definitely doing a great job over there. The CMA beta is a great tool for being able to utilize the 2.1 rules as presented over a weekend event. Sarah with the docs, I'm calling out the, you know, the chief officers of them, but the whole teams, I definitely want to say thank you guys to for all the work that you guys are putting in towards these endeavors. But Sarah and the docs team are making sure that 2.1 is lined up. And then also just kind of taking a look at, I know it's been brought up in the past, our race packets on the national site and making sure that we're updating those as well. That is a project that is beginning. We're at the kind of the design phase of that before it actually comes out and has an official proposal. But we're working through those as well. Design and ARC are working through a hopeful expansion to our systems of reward, as it were. There's a number of different things that design has worked on and over the months leading up to 2.1 after 2.1 was approved, and they are working those back and forth with the team over with ARC and talking about, you know, just intention and what works, what is a good direction to kind of go. And it is important to say that, you know, any of the leads of or chief officers of any of these committees can, of course, make their own proposal, but it is generally good to have, you know, cohesive teamwork, especially when you're working with a new rule set. So if we're going to drop things kind of concurrently or after something else gets approved, what we don't want to do is have partial rules approved and then have things that support those rules or support things that didn't necessarily go through already up and being approved. So we're kind of looking at both sides of that as well. And that is the bulk of it. We're still working on the code of conduct that is coming from the diversity team. There is conversation going on about it, but expect that is another item that should be out by the end of the year. Is just us as a group, as an organization, having a national code of conduct in some form or another. and even more so, probably we could call it a code of ethics for how we expect people to interact with each other in game and out of game, at a base level, just to make sure that we're all, you know, being mindful, being respectful of volunteers, other members, people's time and effort, etc. So, nothing set in stone there yet, other than specifically what's in your chapter guidelines. Always, if you have questions, check with your local chapters, as their guidelines are probably the most important day to day when you're at an event or interacting with your local chapter. Whereas ours are more general guidelines for organizationally. So, local chapter first. And that's it for our teams. Did I miss anything on my team stuff? Justin, did I miss anything from you?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. Rituals and kind of continued tweaks and update to 2.1 stuff as it gets found.
Yeah. And then Ryan, Sarah?
Let's see. Exciting things coming. I just finished a prototype of player-facing magic item lookup, so please look forward to that. People will be able to look up the duration of those. So a bunch of other cool stuff coming down the pike.
Yeah, from us, we're, like you said, starting the race packet after we've gotten some feedback from the diversity team. So, yeah, that's going to be, it's going to be some work and it's going to take some time, but hopefully we'll be able to have a proposal out in the next couple months.
All right. And don't have Mike here from design, but I know they've been working through with Justin. They're finalizing a couple new members onto their team for the next phase of projects coming up here soon as well. And then Rob, we have our best practices committee up and moving now. They're on the docket to produce some documents. Rob, do you want to jump in on that at all?
Yeah, we're finally up and running. We've got a more or less a full committee. I do have one more interview with somebody who at least is going to end up maybe on the short list for if we ever need a vacancy filled. Actually tomorrow. And then other than that, we're up and running. Everybody's basically getting their first, we'll call it rough draft document next month. So hopefully we'll say 1 to 2 months here have actual stuff to publish for. We're dividing things into three phases, basically. Owner facing documents, which will probably be the roughest looking, but might have the most content, oddly enough. Staff facing stuff, designed for logistics teams and plot teams to help them get up and running quickly, or fix issues they may have. And then player facing documents that can help organization and new players, especially. Older, long-term players probably won't benefit a lot from them, but definitely hoping to help jumpstart the new player experience a little bit better as we have more references to throw at them. And that's kind of where we're at for the next 2-3 months, trying to churn out the first versions of those documents.
So we got a full plate of things coming over this summer. A lot of them will end up player facing here eventually as we work through them. Outside of that, I know that I did at the beginning of the meeting, I got excited about the 5-day and I brought that up. But we also had a big announcement out of Denver, which Will and or Suzanne, would either of you like to jump in on that part?
Yeah, we absolutely can. Denver and Crossroads have thrown in their hat for the national event. It's the national symposium and the national event for all the owners and for everybody coming to play. We are looking at the first weekend of October 2023, and it will be a 3-day event. So, we got a giant site. After looking at all of the numbers, we could host up to 300, maybe more, if we needed to. So we are not going to cap it. We decided that today. So everybody come out.
Yeah, start making the plans. Super excited for Nationals on the books. Denver, that's a great birthday to have. Jim there. Super excited for it.
Is that your birthday weekend?
It looks like Jim's.
I think it's Dave's too, isn't it?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Dave and I are the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because we were looking at doing it at the end of the month and we decided to move it because that Monday is, in some parts of the country, is Columbus Day. In Colorado, it is Mother Cabrini Day. So a lot of us have that day off. So, yeah. We're not nervous. Everything's fine.
you guys are going to do great. I'm very excited for it. Definitely enjoy coming out to Denver. This is an opportunity, definitely, both between the regional event and the national event, for people to get out and see and interact with a large game. Not that any of the other games aren't necessarily large, but Chicago just ran, you know, big nationals. And it was super great to be able to come out, meet people from all over. And that's really the goal of these big events and why we try to get them announced with enough time for people to make plans is because it is, a bigger production than an average game. You do have people that are very excited to travel out for these events specifically and make the time, and giving that announcements early really gives us all the time to be able to make those plans, to get out there, play with other people, and really catch an interesting opportunity and interesting story. So very excited for 5-day, very excited for Nationals. And in general, I'm excited for us to all get back to playing Alliance, right? As we can see, number of games that are coming out, even more. 2.1 is in the works, right? It's coming along. There's definitely some testing and things that you guys are going to go through with your local teams that you're going to discover, things that work great, things that in a controlled scenario might not work the way that you expect, and then just other things that are going to bring up questions. As always, Justin says it a lot, but I will reiterate, anytime that you guys run into questions on those things, anytime you can put them on the forum so that we can capture that information rather than us trying to answer everything off the forums, anytime that we can take it to the forums gives us an opportunity to capture that knowledge for everyone else as well. So very excited, 2.1 and big events coming up. That said, I think it's general Q&A, unless there's any other announcements of what's been going on recently.
Well, if I can throw my hat in the ring real quick.
Go ahead.
The one thing I wanted to throw out there was that we just had a pretty large event that Tab and crew came out and filmed a bunch of stuff at. So definitely be looking for that. They're going to be spinning that up as fast as they can. But with partnering with Crossroads, one of the advantages there is that they are traveling to so many chapters. And that's going to allow us an opportunity to kind of, for any of those chapters that are interested, kind of lead into the national. So just kind of a heads up there. And Tab, I don't know if you can hear me or if you want to maybe speak to a little bit of that. But I just wanted to throw that out there and let the owners and the rest of the chapters want to know that that's a possibility. That might be something that's coming down the pipe.
Hey.
One second, y'all. All right,
my mic can't work right now, guys. But yeah, we were just at Denver. We got the announcement on the YouTube footage. It was amazing and really, really, really fun. And the rest of you Alliance chapters that we haven't gotten to yet, we have the rest of our calendar built out, and kind of expect me to be the national events. What is that Marvel guy, Nick Cage, the guy that goes around and builds the Avengers? You guys are the Avengers, and I'm trying to get you to join them. So we're going to build this national plot and get it all tied together. And we're going to give people tips on how to travel economically and try to get as many people out there so we can have the biggest national event ever. So with that being said, thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Very excited for it. And if you get a chance, it is Alliance XR on YouTube. Is that right?
But just so you know, it's Nick Fury, not Nick Cage.
It is. I believe it is Alliance Crossroads on YouTube.
Yeah, we will. Sorry, guys. We'll post a link.
Awesome. Awesome. Great videos. Oh. Go ahead.
I posted a long time ago about possibility of adding maybe pictures of characters to your CMA, so when logistics and stuff holds it, we know kind of like what the people look like that we're addressing thought and stuff to. Should that live or is that dead?
I'm going to throw in my hat on that one. On the Denver Alliance, DenverLARP.com. Is that my website? Anyway, is that our website? Anyways, we actually, yeah, AllianceDenverLARP.com. We have a section underneath. Let me find it. Hold on. It's one of these. Anyways, it states it's a community page. We actually have, it's under our about section. Under the community page, you can add your name, character name, email, and what chapter you're from and post a picture. And we have it separated out by chapter. And you'll, if you go in there, you will see tons of your friends already on there. If people want to go in and start putting names, then we can start putting faces to names. Even if you're an NPC, you can do that as well.
That's a good looking picture, Gilwing.
Well, yeah, it's mostly being like integrated into the team.
It's on a very long list of things, but we haven't said no to that. It's on the list. There's just some things like getting the ritual stuff up for 2.1 that need to come first.
If I could also throw some accolades at Ryan real quick. Regarding national, he has added a Nationals 2023 tab to the Alliance Denver LARP site as well. There's currently just a counter that is counting down to national, but that's going to be a one-stop shop for everything related to the national event. So anybody that wants to find out how to get from the airport to the site, or anybody that wants to know how to register for the event, or all of those things are able going to be at, you know, one place, basically, right there on Denver's site. So that's coming. And thank you so much, Ryan.
Aw, shucks.
Are we going to have cross-posting of all that information onto the forums as well?
Yes, yes. I cross-post on pretty much everything, so yes.
All right. Yeah, very excited. The website also looks great. Definitely appreciate seeing people's faces and such like that. And I understand, you know, priorities are priorities. And especially once we get through those 2.1 crossover changes, you know, then we have some good opportunities to get there and get more upgrades once we got the required items all finished up. So on the list down the road. For Josh's original question. More Q&A. Anybody else have other things that they're have questions about on the national level, what we're doing, what we're trying to do, etc.? All right, nice and easy day. Outside of that, just, you know, as we're talking about Alliance and we're talking about getting back to games, I think one of the big things that is, for me, a big part of Alliance is getting around to see other chapters rather than just our home chapter. We recently just opened Atlanta, and we're very excited about running it. But one of my things that I especially love is getting out and playing and or NPCing in some other chapters, and kind of getting that experience of what don't I get to see at home that I do get to see somewhere else. You know, it's for a long time I played on the West Coast and I traveled to the East Coast, and I recognized that there was a lot of things that I could bring home with me that were positive changes. And I know that we got a big Crossroads contingent of players that are traveling all over, and especially with the games up in the North Central, all kind of running there, there's opportunities to come back and forth. But outside of, you know, just Q&A about the systems and stuff, talk about what are some things, Alliance or even not Alliance, if you're a traveler in another LARP that is a system game that you've been able to go two different games within, what's something that you've seen out there that is something that someone else did that you were able to kind of capture and bring back to your own game? And I would start, but we just opened, so literally everything.
I'm going to throw this out there about Nationals last year. They had this light system that they used where the lights were strung around a tree. And if they were green, that meant it was okay for PCs to wander up to NPC camp to ask, plot something. If it was yellow, then that meant, you know, maybe it might take a little while. And then if it was red, that meant don't walk up at all. And Denver has implemented that ever since then because it was such a good idea.
Yeah. A marking system of some sort that is, everything go or caution or please give us time, especially for players that are trying to kind of organize their time as well. Rob, was that something that you guys came up with as a team?
It would help if I unmute. Yeah, that was a team discussion. Alexander was very passionate that we should do it. But the whole team discussed it. We had a couple different versions of it, but in the end, the literally wrap a light around a tree seemed like the best version of that. And I've actually tried to implement that in Chicago under different versions, and in the end, that really was the best variation, because everything else tends to not be seen, or doesn't last, you know, with the weather or what have you.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, light effects, and I know that I was like, well, we just opened, but one of the things that I got to take back from Chicago was light up orange headbands for pages. I was just thinking about it as I was putting stuff away the other day, but having those orange headbands that are, especially in the dark, much more visible in some manner really helps me to identify that somebody has something special that I should be looking at and paying attention to. And that's another great thing that I just, you know, in traveling found and definitely want to incorporate as much as possible coming back for events that, you know, utilize overnight events and stuff like that. So light up systems, great systems.
I saw where people were using those glow stick necklaces as an orange headband.
Yeah, just the
bopping after something in the dark.
Right, especially if you catch somebody on a trail and, you know, you're in the moment, it might be hard to catch that, but having that signifier, yes, it does make you stand out a little bit if you're trying to sneak as a page. However, that is an important factor, is that, you know, we're not hitting people that shouldn't be hit, that we're following all the rules for safety and just general, you know, that everybody can have the opportunity to participate at the level that they can and have a good time with it. So I think that, you know, as a opt-in part of it is definitely a opportunity to learn from and bring home with me. Any other items that you guys have seen out there in your travels or playing in other systems or games?
So I got to do a lot of traveling recently this spring and getting to play. I was very excited in Las Vegas. I saw the interesting thing of them trying out doing a YouTube pre-recorded PC talk. That was pretty interesting, and thinking about how to use that and supplemented. And then also in Denver, I got really excited when I realized, as I was planning out the Chicago food last game, was the mash, instant mashed potatoes are the perfect like stretcher, almost might have an allergy type food just to have on hand, because all it is hot water to make it. And that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I definitely have felt the pain of a long opening that I was giving to other people before. And I think that's a great idea to find ways to get it on paper. Good night, Rob. Get it on paper and get an opportunity to have people be able to read it in post or be able to watch it on a YouTube or a video or something like that. Some of those openings, you know, especially for our veteran players, where some of it is, you know, being able to skip over the basics of what you definitely do know and get to the meat of it can be nice. But, you know, also I do like at the very beginning being able to just kind of get any questions out of the way that might come up while everybody has time. I've definitely answered my fair share of questions while running an event. The best time is at opening before everything kicks off for me personally, you know. But yeah, having something like a newsletter, a pre-recorded thing, something that people can take with them and, you know, really just get the game started earlier is another great opportunity. And when it comes to food, I'm still excited to see what that ends up looking like for us. But for the places that I've gone that have offered food plans or food programs and stuff, definitely the ability for them to cater to multiple different individuals across everything is always just amazing to me. And the volunteers that take that on, big shout out to you guys. I live for snacks at game. Anytime that I can get a good meal or something like that, that's half of what I talk about when I come home. I was all like, oh, you know, the Cyclops fight was great. But did you get a smash burger? So that's one of my loves.
The other thing that I've been noticing is the theme throughout different chapters is having an in-game newspaper. And it was quite enjoyable that's like one of my favorite souvenirs to bring back. And the different ones that have different crossword puzzles, which I can't spell, so it's not great. But there was even a cartoon in one. There was the like reskinned Florida Man news. And there was even a Lost Love Connections and horoscopes in one of them, and also utilizing it as mod hooks and such, that those in-game publications are pretty interesting.
Yeah, no. How many chapters out there are currently running a newsletter? I know I've definitely seen the Crossroads yep. newsletter.
Chicago Denver does one. Yeah, and Chicago does too, yeah.
Vegas does. The Sanctuary Sentinel.
Yeah, Virginia's planning on a newsletter and a library.
Yeah, the opportunity to just kind of see those things. I know in Seattle it was we would try and run one as often as possible, and sometimes part of that was done on Friday night of an event. But when it comes down to it, right, the idea of a newsletter is good when you can get something in there that helps to the players to see information and kind of connect with the world around. And then just having some things to do during the downtime, right, is everybody's going to have some voluntary and or even involuntary downtime during events. And just having that informational piece that's an in-game item, A, that you can take home with you, B, that you can, you know, read and see and interact with is also always great. Anything else you guys have seen in traveling systems, games, etc.? If not, how about any 2.1 specific questions, concerns, thoughts going into the rest of this summer period?
I'm not sure if you touched on this question already. I kind of came in late to the meeting, but when 2.1 does land, will there be reforges available?
While it's not, there's no official items up towards that end right now. It's in the past when reforges have been available. It's because of the number of players that have been touched on by these rules changes and such. So when you look at the difference between 1.1 to 1.2 and 1.2 to 1.3, that's definitely... I'll see you, Denver. You guys take care. Thank you for showing up. And but for the difference between 1.1 and 1.2, 1.2 to 1.3 on the old rule system, the weight was given to how many characters does this rules change actually affect, how many different things and skills and such is it touching. And when it came to a, you know, reforge or an XP reforge, but not necessarily a limited race reforge, those were based on, you know, basic math and such like that. So when it came to 1.3 to 2.0, there was an entire system shift, and that was almost assuredly we have to, right? There's just so many new rules and abilities and costs for everything that it's a guarantee. Going 2.0 to 2.1, I think that's going to be the basis of the conversation, is how many people are affected, and that will generate what that looks like when it comes to the actual owners. So while I'm not saying that there isn't a current proposal or change or anything like that, I think everybody's waiting to see what the feedback over the summer is. And that's going to be something tackled in August. But I would say that 2.1 does touch a lot of players and a lot of. So with that in mind, I can't promise you anything that it. But I would say that more than the 1.3 changes, 2.0 to 2.1 touches more individual characters' skill and ability-wise.
All right, thank you.
No worries. Any other questions about 2.1 process, timeline, items? All right. Well, you know, nice, easy monthly town hall. Oh, India, something that describes the crafting changes in 2.1. Justin, do you have a hot link for that in the voice chat?
What? I'm sorry, we're looking for...
India was asking if there's somewhere that describes the crafting changes in 2.1.
I don't have anything written other than the beta packet.
Yeah. So for India, just the beta packet itself, which let me see if I can find a link for it, unless somebody else has it.
I got another question. How's the kind of like monster manual that we're putting together government along?
Monster
manual. Like one of the working on kind of like a manual of various monsters that they made at each individual chapter for all of us to kind of like reference, see how everybody's doing it.
The monster database is actually the monster database 2.1x2 is a item that the design team is kind of taking a look at, and they're going to start. They have a basic process, and they're going to start working through the getting all of the terms of that process set. So I don't expect that that is going to be a quick process or done before the summer, but that is a, it is behind rituals and race updates for the race packets on kind of design's plate when they're looking at it. So it's definitely something that we want to put out. And again, it's not a standardized, you must use these monsters, but it is just a general idea of here is the 2.1 basic set, how we expect to interact, how, you know, for plot teams, our standard systems, and then deeper in the... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, it's mostly a topic of like just inspiration sake, especially for people coming into like plot teams that haven't done it before or haven't been at the LARP for very long. Just having inspiration to help them make the creatures that their mods are based around.
Yeah, yeah. And there is a current one. Let me see if I can find where that is. Oh, 2.0 monsters download here is in the National Staff 2.0 Monster Database section. Let me see if it's the same drive. Yeah, so your owner should have access to the most current version, which was the on the forums. There's a thread called 2.0 Monster Database. 2.0 monsters download here. There's a Google Drive that has all the PDFs for every monster type that was the initial 2.0 launch. We've definitely had the conversations of there is a... these are basic cards with the intent of the 2.0 testing period. These don't account for force multipliers or, you know, level 60 characters that are out there interacting with them. But what they are is your general basic goblins, undead, plants, things of that nature that you can easily print and just kick off for inspiration in making other creatures that are out there. So, again, that's under the National Staff 2.0 Monster Database is a place to go find that.
And I've also found that, especially if you're making townsfolk, I use the free play system a lot because you can put the exact build you want in and you can build it correctly and print them right out.
Yeah, the free play works great for making characters that are PC races. Just even in our last event, we had, you know, three or four different cards that were specifically built straight out of the free play as a option there outside of your standard rough NPCs.
Do any of these monsters include like LCO abilities?
No. So LCO abilities are specifically that. They're just LCO. That's going to be your local chapter flavor. So nothing that National ever makes will be an exception to standard rules. That is just our... If we put something in to the general game space, it's going to be a universal item rather than a specific. So if you in your chapter have something that is specific, such as the undead in Florida don't take flame damage, right? That's going to be a very specific thing that is towards Florida. But our general monster database will just be common monsters for inspiration. Anything that is specific to the chapter is going to be LCO and should be announced at the very beginning of your events or at the beginning of a mod where they take effect. So if you do have LCO items, just make sure that they're announced at opening on the mod when they come up, so that way players are aware. Any other 2.1 items or general questions? Well, in the grand scheme of things, that's mostly pretty much everything that I had. The only other thing is that we do have a couple open national positions that are out there if people are still looking to volunteer or have free time. There is a project-based role on the AGM team. So myself and Albert are currently the AGM team. Albert's handling the logistics side with Dragon Stamps and other special projects. I'm handling the general day-to-day operations, and then just somebody to help track, organize projects is somebody that we're looking for to join our team specifically to go through, and it's basically making sure that we've got a good tracking for things like this meeting where we can come in and we can talk about everything that's going on across the different teams, across the different areas. Outside of that, I believe Docs, are you guys all set? Do you guys still have people you're looking for? I think we lost Sarah in there at some point. And then I think the only other group that we had on, Rob's already gone. So I think, that was the last open position currently on the national end. So if anybody's interested or you know somebody who's interested, we're looking for additional people. Nate, do you know if Tech was looking for any more? Well, either way, that's all I had for the town hall. I appreciate you guys all showing up. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for commentary. Appreciate all the help along the way to getting us all back on the road and playing the games out here, just, you know, every chapter that's out there. So excited to see you guys all out there traveling across different games as we get a chance to come out to those other games. So thanks again.
One quick question here, since I actually missed the beginning of the meeting here.
Yeah.
I see that the meeting is being recorded tonight, which is super cool. Where will that be available / when will that be available?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. David and or is Matt here? Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to compile it and I'll probably post a link on the form somewhere, post it here in the Discord channel where we can find that. I haven't decided yet where it's going to go. Hopefully within the week we'll have that posted up.
And then for Alexander, we saw your post at the beginning about the 2.1 items, and you know, as Sid mentioned on there, there is definitely conversation going on and an initiative to change how that works. For some background on why it was done that way, was just the staging period that we were in for the 2.1 adjustment. The beta period is for those that went through the 1.3 to 2.0 period, similar to before 0.10, which was pre-ratification. So our beta period is kind of the time before the rules are truly solidified, which happened at Symposium at 2018, I believe. And then from that moment, right, that's where we actually saw standardized differentiations between 1.3 items and 2.0 items and the pink tags and everything like that. So where we're at in the 2.1 conversion is we're before that time frame. And I definitely understand what you're saying that, you know, treasure coming out could definitely be not marked as special items. But because we didn't have any votes on it or any specific rulings on it, and because we haven't hit ratification stage with characters being able to change or modify or no deaths counting and such, what we were really concerned with was the impact of 2.1 on true standard play, which is 2.0. So for the chapters and the players that are looking for not coming out to a playtest event, not trying to learn new rules to be able to participate, and not putting in the extra effort of what's going on, not putting in the extra effort of learning the new rules just to be able to catch what's going on. That's all part of the consideration of pre-ratification items are marked. The second thing that that does is it allows us to truly gather the data of what goes out, who gets what, why did they end up with what they ended up with, you know, for the teams that are actually looking for that data. Not that anybody's asking for that specifically, but when you're looking at it as a, you know, a holistic view as a game runner, it's when somebody comes in to turn in all of the different items and me being able to look at it and say, okay, so this person changed to this, this team changed to this composition. This is the effects that went out. This is what they went after. These are the items that changed. Being able to see it as a full picture rather than a piecemeal item of only the pieces that were changed is another aspect of why the full 2.0 to 2.1, everything on a playtest was marked that way. So that was the original release of it, and there's votes to update it currently. So just as a background, why we got where we were and what's coming up.
Good to hear.